A missing person is a person who has vanished and is unconfirmed as alive or dead, as their location and fate are unknown.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Down the Rabbit Holes podcast. I'm Melissa.
And I'm Amy. And I can't believe that we're like halfway into summer now.
I know, it just feels weird. Everything just feels weird. You know, it's just figuring out what normal is going to feel like someday.
But I don't even feel like I've just gotten to the beach or any of the normal summer things, and then I'm like, oh, tomorrow I'm just gonna wake up and it's gonna be fall.
Yeah, that's fair. We have a couple trips planned, so we're gonna try to enjoy. Actually, as you guys are listening to this, I will be on the beach in Hilton Head.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We're gonna hope that it's, you know, we're gonna social distance and do our thing, but hope that we can enjoy the weekend.
Well, awesome.
Either way.
So what do you have for us today?
Well, I really quick just want to say thank y'all for listening to us for a year. I cannot believe last Wednesday was a year.
That's so funny. I was so excited last time we recorded. And you're like, hold on, just save your excitement for next week.
Yeah.
And then I totally forgot.
It's just crazy to me that it's been a year and like we're sitting here still. You know, you've heard us say it 1,000 times. We were like, if we get 12 people to listen, we will be happy campers.
Yeah, that is
true. We really were like, okay, like my family and your family, we're going to get 12. We'll be fine. And y'all are amazing. Just amazing. And we wouldn't still be doing it if there wasn't interest and there wasn't people that like legitimately cared about these people that are missing.
Well said, Melissa. I totally agree. Yeah, so here's to another year going forward.
Crazy. Okay, so I'm going to dive in. This case, I told you all we would try to do better. This is another case that I had never heard of. And truthfully, I really do pay attention to cases that happen in like my, I would say the Southeast, like Maryland down to Georgia area. It's where I live. I live in North Carolina, so I do pay attention. And I am more cognizant about things that happen in Baltimore because of the Adnan Syed case and my opinions about Baltimore, the justice system.
My ears perk nowadays. Like, if anyone says anything Baltimore, I'm like, what? What?
Me too. I'm like, please tell me if I hear any of the names that I heard in the Adnan Syed case that they're not involved because they're all dirty. Well, so this case is actually a Baltimore case and happened in 2017, which is not long ago.
Oh, no.
And I hadn't shockingly, I hadn't heard a thing. And I say shockingly sarcastically because it's one of those cases that I could find, you know, like 5 articles and that's it.
Yeah.
Oxygen did do an episode on it. And by episode, I mean like a 12-minute clip.
Really?
Like they Yeah, last year Oxygen did like a, oh, this person's missing, we're gonna do a thing on it. And it was literally like 12 minutes long, maybe 15. And I was like, yeah, but like Lauren Spear gets 6 episodes that are an hour long each. And I'm not saying that one life is worth more than another, that's not what I'm saying.
I love Oxygen, so I give them all the credit in the world. They've done several things that I don't think that other networks have done. But
oh, at least they covered it.
Yes, but I guess I just struggle to figure out 12 minutes. I kind of feel like it's all or nothing.
Right.
But
it's like I think it's like their web series. So either way, today we're going to talk about Akia Eggleston. Akia was born in September of 1994. And Amy, she was a tiny little girl. And I don't mean like young. She was 22 when she went missing, which is young, but I don't mean a child. She was under 5 feet tall and 135 pounds.
She's basically the size of a 6th grader.
Yeah. So in one of the episodes, her stepfather, was like, she loved to be a dancer. So that actually makes a little bit of sense because she's like this little teeny little thing.
Yep.
Really pretty girl. She is African-American. I feel weird saying that because I don't say they were Caucasian or they were white in a white people episode. So I hate almost even like saying it, but I think that we need to, because that's why, in my opinion, it wasn't covered the way it should have been. Either way, so she's 22. She has a 2-year-old. Now, I can't find out a whole lot about custody with the 2-year-old. When you talk about the day of her disappearance, no one mentions the 2-year-old. So my assumption is she didn't have full custody of her.
Uh-huh.
But her roommate had a 2-year-old also, or had a child also. So I get the impression that she had like partial custody. Her daughter's father had partial custody. And then like she used, you know, her roommate or her friends or family to help when she had her daughter.
Okay.
At the time of her disappearance, Akia is 8 months pregnant.
Okay, so she's having a second child.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, you were 8 months pregnant at my wedding.
Oh, you're right, I was.
How comfortable is it being 8 months pregnant and doing anything?
I remember this clearly. Rough for a lot of women. In my case,
right.
I had to sleep sitting up because if I slept laying down, I felt like I was suffocating. So the little bit of sleep that I could catch, it was terrible.
Right. And so she actually was high risk also. Her baby was breech and she was on bed rest.
Oh, man. Okay.
So she wasn't working. She was, you know, and I imagine chasing a 2-year-old was probably not her idea of a great time, which makes me wonder if she didn't have her child at this time for that reason.
Okay, maybe.
I don't know. There's not a whole lot out there, but either way.
Okay.
So she actually, before she was put on bed rest and all those things, planned her own baby shower. And she put a deposit down. She was so excited about this baby. There was some secrecy about who her baby's father was. She actually never told her family who her baby's father was.
Okay. I know women have many, many reasons, many, many reasons why they might not disclose that. So can't even begin to guess.
I will say we know who it is now, and we'll talk about that in the other side. But she had opted to, and her grandfather actually said in one of the interviews that he never asked, and he figured when she wanted to talk about it, she would. But she was real excited about having a baby, and that was, their family was super supportive of it. She had actually lost her mom a few years back to cancer. And one of the last things she posted on Facebook was that she wishes her mom was here. Mm. And you know, I can't imagine being, you know, about to have her second child and your mom not being there. So I imagine it was an emotional, plus you're emotional because you're pregnant, time.
Sure.
So she was close to her family. She was close to, you know. The one thing, though, that one of her aunts and one of her friends did talk about is when her mom passed, she did get an inheritance. It wasn't a huge one. She got about $20,000. But her aunt, you know, and this was when she was, you know, 19-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And her aunt was pretty much like, you need to not announce that. Be quiet, basically. But she wasn't. And her aunt and her friends said that people kind of took advantage of her. Because she was giving and cared and kind. So we're going to go to the day that she disappeared. Well, the last time we know she was seen.
Okay.
On May 3rd, she was seen on a camera in a bank withdrawing $572 in cash.
Okay. Okay, go on.
It's a really specific amount, and police don't know what it was for still.
Okay.
But it is a really specific amount. Like, she didn't take out 580 and break the 20. She took out 572.
Right.
That's the last time that she has been seen anywhere was in that bank. That was on May 3rd. On May 7th, So we are now 4 days later.
Wow.
She didn't show up to her baby shower.
The one that she planned.
Okay. And she paid for. When she didn't show up, her friends and family got concerned, right? I mean,
100%.
Where is she?
What's going on?
Right. They go to her apartment. She's not there. Some of her furniture had been moved out, which we'll get into in a second.
Okay.
So the next day they report her missing. Okay. They call the police, whatever. Her family found out, like her stepfather, the next day, May 9th. So she had been missing for 6 days before her stepfather and her grandmother were told.
Oh. All right.
I know. So here's where, for me, it gets a little bit dicey. Her friends said they have text messages which they showed on the oxygen, like they showed the screenshots. She was getting a new place with her baby's father. Okay.
Okay.
They were getting moving together, but she didn't tell her family. Mm-hmm. So her family maintains to this day that she wasn't moving. She didn't tell them she was moving. She couldn't have been moving. It wasn't happening. Her friends say, no, I have a text at 5 p.m. on May 3rd, which is after she left the bank, saying they were on their way. They were going to get their keys that day, and they were hoping to be moved by the next week before the shower.
Okay.
So the best friend also, her name is Cece, she did the interviews, said that she didn't allude to that, but I'm putting two and two together. Her baby's father had women in his life that didn't like IKEA.
Okay, wouldn't be the first time I heard some story like that.
Right? Agreed, 100%. But they were moving in, whatever. Didn't matter. So it's now May 9th, and they've gone through her apartment. It was a townhouse-ish, like it was like three or four that were connected.
Yeah.
And they showed it on multiple pictures. They talked to her roommate, they interviewed her friends, they interviewed her family. They pulled video from the apartment complex, they pulled public transport because it didn't sound like she had a car. I don't know that for a fact, but, and by the way, the apartment complex's cameras weren't working.
I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The number of times we've heard this.
So then a friend comes forward and says, like, hold on, I drove her to the bank and we went to a couple different banks and we were taking out money from a couple different places. Now, this is only reported in two of the five articles, and it wasn't in the oxygen special, so I don't know what that looks like. But it sounds like she was gathering. Now, my question, too, though, is, like, did her mother's inheritance go to one bank and then however income was coming in go to a different bank? And when she was trying to get stuff together for the new place, she had to go to two banks. You know, like,
I have no idea.
I don't either. But I was trying in my head to, like, rationalize going to more than one bank. Now, mind you, she's 8 months pregnant, supposed to be on bed rest. I don't know why she's going to banks anyway. But either way. So that's really it. There's nothing else. So police start asking out what happens now. She's missing. You know, in one interview, the detective goes, maybe she was duped. And this is a direct quote. Maybe she was duped. Or she took her cash and started a new life somewhere with a new name. Anything's possible.
Well, you know, UFOs are possible too.
Well, then it comes out who the father of her baby is. Now, the father of her baby is a friend, a childhood friend of her stepfather.
Okay, so I assume there's an age discrepancy.
Yes.
Okay.
Only one article mentions him by name, so I'm actually not going to, because if the main articles don't, I don't feel like that's the right thing to do, because he's never been labeled a suspect.
Okay.
But Yes, and that for me actually clears up a little bit of why she didn't tell everyone who the father was.
Right.
It's probably an awkward conversation, like, hey, the man that raised you, it's one of your friends.
Fair.
He has never, like I said, he's never made a suspect. But when the police asked if he's cooperative, the detective's answer was, I can't answer that.
That's not a typical answer for a question like that.
Her stepfather was actually told not to have any contact with him by the police. And I don't know if that was a police strategic move or a you're angry and nothing good is going to come out of those conversations. So maybe just don't have them.
Okay. So he was upset.
Oh, yes. Yes, he was not. I mean, think about how your significant other would feel if his best friend got your daughter pregnant when she was 20.
Now, I get it, but I'm trying to keep an open mind. There are some people out there that would be like, my best friend's a great guy. I actually really trust him to do the right thing. I know who he is, and I've known him for a long time. So it's perfectly reasonable that a scenario like that could have occurred too.
Sure. I don't think that's what happened, though. I think that her stepdad is not thrilled. Either way, there's no more evidence. There's no more anything. She was 8 months pregnant with a breech baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we've talked about, the biggest risk to pregnant women is actually homicide.
Yes.
Which blew our mind the last time we talked about
right.
it. So, the detective on the Oxygen series did say, yes, her furniture was gone. They do believe she was moving, even though her family didn't know.
Yeah.
But she wasn't moving herself. She was 8 months pregnant. She didn't move a dresser by herself. Someone had to help her move, and why has that person never come forward?
Why don't you think that she could have moved some of the... What are the items that were moved again?
Her clothes, which I think she could have done herself. But her dresser was the big item that was gone.
All right, I'm not even thinking about being pregnant. I know just, not because of weight, but bulkiness. A dresser could require another person. You know, depending on if you're going up or downstairs or even out a door. Strength is not really the factor here. It's the size of the item. So, yes, I could reasonably say someone else.
Right, and then add in the fact that she's 8 months pregnant on bed rest with a breech baby.
Okay, so I don't know how she felt having a breech baby. I mean, lots of people have breech babies, and they don't even know it, actually. So I don't know how she was feeling in comparison to what she was restricted to do. But in thinking about many 8 month pregnant women, I know that some even do CrossFit.
Okay. I do want to say one other thing before we get into like the theories. Detectives have interviewed hundreds of people and they have a dozen persons of interest.
Oh, that hurts my head.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. I don't know if they mean that like that person might know something, but they're not involved. If they are involved, I don't know. I think it's interesting, though, that the detective at one point did say that, like, she could have left her life. Like, that kind of, like, gave me pause, because typically law enforcement doesn't offer up that kind of a theory.
So are you ready to talk theories?
Yeah.
So let's start with leaving her life. She did not leave her life.
Agreed. I agree with you. It's just interesting to me that they threw it out there. I mean, I think this is foul play.
Sure, but just to all the reasons why I can write this off is, I mean, typically it's just kind of an innate thing where a woman wants to be in a safe spot that she knows in case she goes into labor. You know, going off and starting a new life is, who knows what could happen, and you could be in a place where you're not going to safely deliver. She had another child who was young that relied on her. $572 will get you a hotel for a night or two. So I'm not feeling this one at all.
I mean, I agree with you. I don't believe that she left her life. I also don't think that she died by suicide. And I do want to quickly shout out to Nicole, who reached out to us and explained to us the difference between using the term committed suicide and died by suicide. And we hear you and we're going to do better. And we'll actually link one of the articles that she had forwarded to us in our show notes about the difference. But either way, I don't think that she died by suicide either.
And may I just add one more thing to this person that educated us very kindly? I work in mental health, and we still use the term committed suicide, and I plan on bringing this into my work with me as well. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in my opinion, this is definitely foul play. I don't know. I guess what gives me pause is a dozen persons of interest.
Uh-huh.
I know, like, the easy response is, well, it was probably her daughter, her baby's father, right? That's like the easy, that's what happened. But the dozen or so makes me wonder if it wasn't. And the fact that multiple articles have mentioned the females in his life makes me wonder if he was in like a relationship or had another kid with another. And this is total speculation. I don't know anything. If he had like a kid with another woman and she's the reason something happened.
I mean, it just could be a woman that's his age, whether they were in a relationship or not, or just talking to one another, and knows that he's having a relationship with someone much younger. That could do many things to that person's ego.
Right. I agree with you. Especially, like, and again, I don't know, but like, if he was in a relationship and was leaving her to live with Akia and his new baby, that could be. And this is one of those crazy things where maybe it didn't happen on purpose.
Yeah, maybe.
But it was like, well, it happened, and here we go.
The $572 throws me because I think of myself. And I know everyone does something different, but there's times that I've had to run to the bank and get a particular amount of money. Let's just say, like, I need to give a friend $150 for a concert ticket, something ridiculous like that. Now, most ATMs give increments of 20. So I frankly would go and be like, let me take out 160 or 180 and I'll just pocket the rest. And you know, pay X, Y, and Z the $150 that I owe them. And also, that's me going up to the ATM. If you're going to take out $572, you went in to talk to the teller and fill out a withdrawal form.
Yeah.
Most ATMs don't do that. So it seems like she went out of her way to be inconvenienced to get this specific sum of money.
I think it has to do with the fact that, like, she texted her friend and said, we're getting our keys today. Part of me wondered if they were splitting a deposit and it was, you know, like $11.50, right?
But don't you think that would be easy information to find out?
Sure, if the father of the baby was talking about it. You know, like, we don't know what law enforcement knows, first of all.
Do they know where she was going to move?
They have not said they did. The friend's text, like the one they showed on Oxygen, was like, oh, I'm moving over to this area. So her friends knew where she was going, if that makes sense.
I mean, it's bizarre to me because if she was at that stage in signing for a place to live, then the landlord or whomever was at least talking to her And I would imagine someone would come forward and say, yeah, like I was in the middle of talks with someone and then they just nothing happened. They disappeared or they just stopped talking to me.
Wait, say that end part again.
A landlord would be in talks with someone, right? Before you go and sign and hand over your security deposit or whatever it is. And then when you,
right,
when you, she stops talking and doesn't sign the papers and just drops the whole deal.
You don't think they just dropped out? Like, I don't know, unless you're watching the news, which, by the way, there's not a whole lot of coverage of this. You know, the landlord could chalk it up to her being like 8 months pregnant and not wanting to move anymore.
Possibility, sure.
That doesn't weird me out as much as, and I think about like her telling her friends, I'm moving over here. Like when I bought a house, I told my parents, oh, this is my address. Like this is where we're moving. Go drive by the house. But like I told my friends, oh, I'm moving out to this town. You know, like I didn't say, oh, I'm moving to XXXX number on Main Street.
So let me get this straight. Her friends were able to say, yes, she's moving to, let's say, the north side of town.
Yes.
But we don't know exactly where, just that it's that part of town.
Right.
Okay, so yes, it's plausible that the landlord just chalked it up to something like that. Sure. But a police investigation didn't warrant them to go and
to go to everyone in that part of town that's renting a property.
I mean,
it's at Baltimore. It's a city.
All right. You're right.
And, you know, I will say I actually think in this case, and this is not a blanket statement because we all know how I feel about Baltimore. They actually did a pretty decent job initially. I don't think there's a whole lot of follow-through. I think that the coverage it's getting now, like with the Austin investigation, is really helpful. But her family said, like, yes, I've talked to them, but, like, every 4 or 5 months I have to call for an update, and they say, we don't have an update, you know. But I will say I think that they initially did reach out to, like, family and friends. Like I said, they did over 100 interviews with a dozen persons of interest. But until someone says something, I just don't think there's anywhere to go. Someone knows something.
Well, they sure do.
I actually, truthfully, think multiple people know pieces. And until one person connects two dots,
okay,
nothing's going to change.
I feel comfortable enough at least doubting her boyfriend's involvement. It doesn't seem like there's...
But he's not considered a person of interest.
Even more interesting.
Especially because they have a dozen of them.
Yes, correct.
I mean, do I think he probably knows more than he's letting on? I mean, probably.
Why do you think that? He's not in her friend group. He's older.
If your baby's mother disappears at 8 months pregnant, even if you are a secret, you don't raise a red flag?
All I'm saying is, you really think that he knows something that he hasn't put out there yet?
Why didn't he call 911 when she went missing for a week? She takes out $572.
I totally forgot about the fact that she was missing for so long before anyone did anything.
I mean, her baby shower was on the 7th. That's when she didn't show up. On the 3rd is the last time anyone saw her or talked to her. I'm sorry. I don't care if you are a secret and you are freaking out inside because you're not supposed to call her family. If it has been 4 days and you have not heard from your pregnant, 8-month pregnant, woman on bed rest, mother of your child, if you don't say anything to anyone, that gives me the creeps.
And then just to add to that, to not talk to someone for 4 days before moving in, I find it hard to believe that you're not talking about, like,
right.
Hey, I'm going to be logistics. Over there tomorrow from 12 to 6, you know, setting up or, yes, logistics, exactly. So I don't understand
or,
that.
Hi, how are we going to move your furniture because you're 8 months pregnant? What do we need to do to get your stuff out of your place?
Correct. If I also had a good friend who was 8 months pregnant and, you know, maybe we're not texting or we probably are, to be honest with you. If I had a friend that was 8 months pregnant, I'd probably be like, so how are you feeling today?
Right.
Then to not have any presence on social media, too.
Yep. I feel the same way. I just think it's a little weird. And I'm not saying that I'm going to make him a person of interest because police have not. But that's why I think he knows something. He has to know something. Unless he legitimately was just like...
Well, I'm not just lumping him in. I'm saying everybody. How did everyone miss this?
And maybe, okay, maybe he didn't want to call her stepdad and be like, hey, I'm the father of her child and she's missing. Because if she was like, you know, in the hospital or something and he didn't want to like be like, by the way, I blew up our spot. Fine. But call one of her friends. They reach out to someone on Facebook. Do something that's like, hey, just want to make sure she's good. Now, this is only, his name is only mentioned. So all the articles say that she didn't talk about father baby. She didn't talk about who it was. To say who he is. I guess they could be wrong. But her dad, her stepdad on national TV was like, we know who it is. I was friends with him. Police told me not to talk about it. So I believe it's true.
Well, I just want some clarification on something. So he talked to women. You know, he was very social with women. Did he actually have another girlfriend or another relationship? Is that confirmed?
We have no idea.
Okay.
There's nothing about him out there. His name is out there. And I didn't, because everyone else is keeping his name and police have said he's not a person of interest. I didn't feel comfortable.
No.
Like, really dragging him into this, except for the fact that I'll say, I think it's freaking weird that he didn't say anything.
Agreed. And I appreciate your thoughtfulness about that. I totally agree with it. I just am trying to make sure that I have the details clear. I can tell you right now that this is foul play.
I agree with you. Now, one thing we didn't talk about is, was it someone else that knew that she was taking out a bunch of money and knew she had a bunch of money and robbed her and it went wrong? I will say the police have said the person that brought her to the banks to do the withdrawals and the banking and all of that, police have said that person has never been considered a suspect. They've been very cooperative and she's provided all the information she possibly can. So, like, that's probably true. They went to multiple banks. She went to, the police say they have her at least two banks. So that's all likely true. And the friend, like I said, has been checked out multiple times and we're good. So the friend drops her back off at home after they do all the money.
Yeah.
And the friend says, okay, we're good. Drops her off, so she made it home. Then what?
You know, I don't know. So I don't think $572 is worth killing someone over.
Well, that was only at one bank. I don't know what else she took out at any other banks.
Why is there no other camera footage?
Okay, so I think that is police not releasing it. Because police listed off two banks that she did go to, and they said it's confirmed.
Okay.
I think the last one they're showing us is her last time on a camera.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
I think that they're saying, like, yes, she went to these banks. She did these things. The last time we have her is this in the afternoon taking out 572, and then the friend drove her home.
Well, if that's confirmed, I just don't understand why you would go to several banks.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, but
And the friend didn't say, hey, why are we doing this? Okay.
The police haven't given a whole lot other than to say, like, this friend is credible, mm-hmm. and we trust them.
Okay.
And we are, I don't know.
Okay.
But like I said, the detectives say whatever happened to her moving that day is what happened to her. And they also, I get the impression, they think it happened that day, May 3rd.
Oh, I would agree with that. I unfortunately think that after a couple years and being pregnant and everything, the odds of finding her alive are slim.
Right, because she didn't leave her life. Like, let's be...
Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I know in my heart of hearts this is foul play.
I just wish we had more information about suspects. You know, like, who... Why? You know, she was a nice girl. She was well-liked. She wasn't involved in drugs or alcohol. Like, she was just a good kid. And literally a kid. She was 22.
I know. This is a tough one, but I sincerely urge people to keep digging for information and in the Baltimore area, keep plugging at media and stuff to keep covering it, because I desperately want to know what happened.
Me too. I want you guys to, you know, Google and read, and if we miss something, tell us. The only thing I'm going to ask of you is if you do want to reach out to us on our social media with theories, we don't use the baby's father's name. Like I said, he's never been named a suspect. I'm not comfortable with that. There's a whole lot out there. You can Google who it is. You'll know it by Googling. We just work really hard on our podcast to make sure that we're respecting victims, we're respecting people that aren't involved. You know, if it is nationally covered and they've done interviews, I'm fine with that. He obviously has not.
Yes. So we'll see you same time, same place next week. Thanks, guys.
Yes. And if you want more, there's so much good stuff on Patreon right now. I actually really like the cases we have out there right now on Patreon. There are some good ones. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
For more information about this case and other cases we've covered, visit our website at www.downtherabbitholespodcast.com.
Follow us and interact with us on social media. On Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, we are Down the Rabbit Holes Podcast. You can also reach out to us via email at theories@downtherabbitholespodcast.com.
Down the Rabbit Holes Podcast is a 2002 production written, hosted, and developed by Amy Lamar and Melissa Benitez. Music by Kevin Wyman. Audio production by Amy Lamar.